Stop and listen. I hear the Lord God is saying to you today that God wants to use that detours in your life to get you to your destiny. That things that is going on in your life right now, you must thank the Lord for the strength. You must thank the Lord for the strength. God can use some obstacles or detours into your life right now. God knows who you are, and God knows what you are going through. But God says that He will use that detours to get you to your purpose, to bring you to your destiny. Remember, your decision determines your destination. If you decide today to quit, you cannot reach to your destination. Life is a way to handle any situations. But today, Father, I give you praise and I give you glory today, O God. Father, I ask the touch of fire, O God, the touch of your Holy Ghost fire today, O God. Lord, today you cover them with the blood of Jesus, those who are anointed and appointed, O Lord God, to hear you from this channel or this podcast. Lord, I ask your divine transformation of their mindset, O Lord God. Remove every blockage right now. Remove every spirit that is not in alignment with your purpose today, O God. Remove every doubt. Remove every doubt. Remove every fear, every worry, every anxiety, every shortage in the name of Jesus. We come against it. I come against it by the blood of Jesus today. And I thank you, Father God, for touching this man and woman, that bringing, Lord God, the oil of fire, O God, of healing to their mindset right now in the name of Jesus. God can use detours, that things that is going on right now into your life. You just decree and decree, declare and decree that you are a breakthrough. No matter what, no matter where, what's going on, what's happening, you know, use your spiritual lens, because life has always the way to handle any situations. Sometimes it is good, some are bad, and some are bitter. Life is always experiences that you can get a lesson. Life is always an experience. Whether it is a successful life or a life that is like you experience failures, that nothing happened, nothing is going on, or every door is closed, people doesn't like you, people reject you, no matter what's going on, in the name of Jesus, I thank the Lord for you. Because that detours, that experience inside of you, God can allow it to get you to your destiny. Even if it is good or bad or like bitter, through the lens of your purpose, it will come to pass in the name of Jesus. Do you know that even the detours in your lives aren't always detours? God has a divine purpose and divine plan. Hallelujah. Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the plan I had for you, the plan to prosper, not to harm you, but to give you good future hope in the name of Jesus." You must hearken diligently what the word of God is telling you in the name of Jesus today. God wants to speak to you. God wants to speak to you clearly. And I want and encourage you. I want to and encourage you by the power of the Holy Spirit that you must manage the things that is happening around you. That you must manage it the things that is going on in your marriage, in your finances, in your surroundings, whatever it is. Don't mishandle or don't mismanage that detours, because everything is gonna be all right. Everything is working good for your own purpose, for God's purpose in your own life. Hallelujah. So don't mismanage that detours or delays. Hallelujah. Because everything has a purpose concerning to your destiny, because I decree and declared that your purpose and your future is now. Whatever path you are experiencing right now, God can use and will use it for good if you will let Him, and if you will learn how to move past, P-A-S-T, to your past. Move on, move forward. Forget the things which are behind, moving forward toward the goal. That is what God is telling you to do. Forget those things which are behind. That is behind. That is your past. So you cannot bring to success. You cannot bring a good life. You cannot bring a good mindset if you keep thinking the past that you hear, the past that is happening in your life, the past that you have been, that you have a good life, and now you are in the situations that it looks like failure, it looks like detour, but God wants to use that into your life to get you to your destiny, to your destination. God can, and it can, He will do. He will use it for good if you will allow Him, and if you allow Him to teach you and learn to move into new seasons of your life. Do you know that no stories in the Bible better than illustrations how God can use detours in life to get you to your purpose? Number one that I know and I believe is the study of life of Joseph. Joseph was born in a dysfunctional family. His father, Jacob, was a trickster from birth. Some of his father were murderers. Some of his brothers were murderers, and one had an affair with his father's wife. Oh my God. Another has an affair with his daughter-in-law. If a reality show was made about Joseph's family, Joseph was the 11th son of the 12 boys. His problem begins when it became known that his father loved him the most. You know, that envy, envious, you know, jealousy crippled your joy, crippled your destiny, crippled your faith. But in the name of Jesus, break it by the fire of the Holy Ghost today, in Jesus' name. No matter what's going on, no matter what you see, no matter how much rejection you are experiencing, I come to tell you today that God can use that for a divine purpose to fulfill the purpose of God in your life. In Genesis 37:3, in the book of Genesis, we read, "Now Israel loved Joseph more than all his son, because he was the son of his old age. Joseph's father didn't hide his favoritism at all. And I know some of you experienced that. It looks like, you know, your mom, your father, your friend, or anybody around you, it looks like you are the favorite. And now it becomes they are your haters. I don't care and you don't care. Because God has always a divine reason for anything that is happening around you. So you might expect that Joseph's brothers become jealous with him. Because why? because of the divine purpose of God in his life. So maybe you are mistreated unfairly like Joseph, or maybe you are discriminated because of the status of your life, or maybe your family or your sisters has a favoritism. But don't be discouraged, okay? Do not be disappointed, because if you know and you know who you are, if you know that you are the part or the children of the Most High God, you are the part of the kingdom of God. If you know and you know that you are a kingdom girl and kingdom man and woman of God, do not be discouraged. It is a package deal of your destiny. So avoid being like, you know, you feel jealous, you feel hate in your life, in your, you know, nothing happened to me, nothing is going on in this ministry, nothing is going on in this business, nothing is happening in my prayer life. Arise, man and woman of God. You cannot be imprisoned by the things that you feel. You cannot be imprisoned by the things that you are seeing right now. Use your spiritual lens to move on. Use your spiritual lens. Do not become bitter, or do not stay in that ugly situation, because God is doing an excellent job in your destiny. So move on. Move on. Move on. And don't dwell in that detours. Don't dwell in that detours, because God is doing something good, something new, something best, not a better or not a bitter. God is moving in that situation. Arise, man and woman of God. So do not be grieved or angry with yourself, because God can preserve your life. God can preserve your destiny. God, no one can derail the plans of God in your life. No one can block the blessing of God in your life. Stay humble. Stay committed to God. And God is preserving your destiny. God is preserving your life. God is preserving your family. God is preserving your ministry in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Father, thank you, Lord God, for your word. I thank you for those who are under the sound of this voice today, God. Release your power. Restore them, O God. Restore them, O God. Rekindle the fire, O Lord, inside of them, O God. Make them strong right now. Remove every blockage in Jesus' name. Speak the blood of Jesus today in Jesus' name.